everyone, it's Emma and Annette again. Today we will discuss our favorite topic.
Oh, to be single these days?
It's Valentine's Day, the day of romance and love. For those who don't know it well, don't worry, we will explain it to you. So let's begin, lovers.
First, a quick refresher. Valentine's Day always falls on the February the 14th. Valentine's Day of the year 2024 will be on Wednesday, the February the 14th.
According to the Christian legend, there was a priest that served during the 3rd century in Rome. The Roman emperor was convinced that single men are more capable as soldiers than married ones.
So he forbid marriage for young men. But the priest Valentine continued to perform marriages for young men and their lovers. When the emperor found out, he ordered the execution of the priest.
In Christian religion, there are multiple Saint Valentines or Valentinians,
who were martyrs, and also a few more legends. But because of these legends, the Saint Valentine became known as the patron of love.
Historians believe that through their similarities, the holiday has originated in the Roman festival of Lupercalia.
The festival celebrated the coming of spring. For example, it included activities where a woman was paired with a man by lottery. In modern history, lovers in poems were called Valentines.
Valentine as a commercial holiday started in America. In 17th century, they started to print the Valentine cards known as the Valentines. The commercial aspect started to become bigger.
And to these days, there are so many Valentine things you can buy. There is also a Galentine's Day.
It's the celebration of the friends you love.
It's celebrated on the February the 13th.
There are a lot of things you can give to your friends or even your lovers and crushes. You can buy them heart-shaped chocolate or buy a bouquet.
But I personally think that still the prettiest and most effective way to show your love is making a handmade Valentine card.
So you can send us some.
And now, some fun facts.
250 million roses are sold on Valentine's Day.
Almost two-thirds of this number are red roses.
The average Valentine's Day gift giver spends nearly $200 on the gifts and goodies.
For about $26 billion in total. Valentine's Day is one of the most popular days to propose to your partner.
What are the ways you spend Valentine's Day? You can spend your time with your loved ones or watch the sunset.
Or you can listen to the Taylor Swift Lover album. Or watch some great rom-coms at the cinema. Our tip is Anyone But You, but The Notebook or When Harry Met Sally is also a great choice. And if you are spending Valentine's Day all alone, don't be sad.
You have to get to know how to love yourself first, and then there is definitely someone in the world who is waiting for you to show how to love unconditionally.
I'm touched by your words.
Oh, I'm glad. And now it's time to say bye. Stay tuned. And one last quick quote.
Be a lover.
Give love.
Choose love.
Love everyone.
Always. We love you all. Bye.